Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Father, we thank you right now for your Word, even as, Lord, we minister, Lord, your Word. We thank you that, God, you come through for us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you. I'm not trusting on my own human intellect, but I'm depending upon you, Spirit of God, to speak forth the Word with power and with anointing. And Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your Word tonight. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Shake a hand of somebody next to you as you sit down. Tell them, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to our scripture portion, Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. Now we're talking about set your mind on the Spirit. Set your mind on the Holy Spirit. Now that we need to set our minds on the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So, by the way, are we still posting the notes on Facebook? Huh? Not. And why has it stopped? Did I say maybe we should stop? Huh? No. So we should be continuing it. Can we make sure that we continue? Yeah, I'm just reminded by somebody said that, Pastor, how do I get the notes and so forth? And it dawned on me that I haven't seen the post on Facebook, on our page. And also, every time we're taking pictures, but I never see them anyway. Are we storing them for New Year's Eve or something? You know. Now, media team, I want that every week, at least four posts, not more than five best pictures that you'd have taken. Yeah. Is there a media team in this? Yeah. Every Sunday to post at least five of the best pictures, post them every week. Yeah. You know, and I want that next week, Sunday, I think by the service, maybe I'll be on my way to the airport in the evening. So by the time you finish the service here, you know, an hour after then, I want that when I go on Facebook page, I'll see who is in church. No, I will see. Yeah. best five pictures, I would see the message there, you know, posted, and, you know, see all of that. That I'll be able to log in and go live and follow the service live. I want to do that. What do you think? It's a good thing. Romans 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. If I live according to the flesh, I set my mind on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, what happens? Set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. So this is part 5. 4. Can't be part 3. Yeah, this is part 4 of our series on the, you know, set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Now, I want us to go to Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. Say this, I need to set my mind on the things of the Spirit, on the Holy Spirit. Now, Matthew 17, verse 1 says, after 6 days, Jesus took him, Peter, with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Now, the Bible says he was what? Transfigured before them. He changed. And the way he changed, he says his face shone like the sun. Have you seen a sun while it's hot and there are no clouds? You look at the sun. I mean, you can't really look at that sun. It will like blind your eyes. And now the Bible says that when it says that his face shone like the sun, it was too bright. And not only that, his clothes became white as light. Now, his clothes became white. Now, what do you think that is? That was. It is the glory of God. You know, the glory filled the place. Now, when people were writing the Bible, they could only explain according to what was possible. You know, are you with me? What they knew, they could only explain according to that. And they could not really say any other way. So they said, his face shone like the sun. You know, they compare the face like the sun. That's what happened. Brother George, is there anything? Okay. Yeah, his face shone like the sun. And so, they were thinking that the way you look at the sun, see, like that spotlight, you know, if I look at it, it's not even 10% of how the sun would shine. Yeah. But they were saying that, you know, his face shone like the sun. And when the Bible says that his clothes became white as light, now that white as light is the glory of God. The glory of God. Let me tell you, the glory of God is tangible. You can feel it. You can see it. You know, that at times when it comes in, when he comes in the presence of God, that the glory, it's so audible. I mean, it's so tangible. You know, and it's so also visible that you can see, wow, you know what? Something has happened. The stronger the glory, the more visible it is. And the more tangible it is. It is the glory of God. Yeah. Now, the glory of God rests when we have set our minds on the things of the Spirit. Let me tell you, when I'm always thinking about Maguinya, you know, and I'm thinking about all sorts of things, there's no way that the glory will be. Are you with me? You know, what will manifest is just Maguinyale, you know, all sorts of things. Yeah. But when I set my mind on the things of the Spirit, I focus on the things of the Spirit, then the glory becomes small. And it will come to a point whereby it's visible. And it will come to a point whereby the glory is tangible. Yeah. The Bible talks about that. When Peter and John, and they were passing, the glory was so strong that even Peter's shadow, did what? People were healed. People were delivered by the shadow. Yeah. Yeah. And it says that Paul, you know, that even sickness and disease, people were healed from his apron and from his handkerchief. You know, that when they touched that, people were healed. Paul was not doing apron and handkerchief ministry. Remember, he was a tent maker, right? And so he had his apron to work. And then as he was sweating, he had handkerchief, you know, to wipe off, yeah, his sweat, right? And now the anointing was so strong that even when people touched the apron, they were healed. He did not go there and say to the tailor, please make me an anointed apron. I want to go there and touch the people. No. It was what he was wearing. Are you with me? If he was wearing a dress, the Bible would have written, even his dress touched the people. You understand me? So, and also the handkerchief that he was using to wipe off, the anointing was so strong that it was so tangible. And then from there, he never said that, as from today, I am starting apron and handkerchief, you know, ministry. Send your $10 for one handkerchief. My sweat. You know, let me wipe it off. Maybe it might make me. I think it's much stronger. $20, you know, you get your. That's crazy. Are you with me? Yeah, but what I'm simply saying is that the anointing was there. And everything that came in contact with the anointing touched and ministered to the people. And the Bible says that people were touching Jesus' garments and they were healed. And that is why the woman with the issue of blood came and touched the garment, because the previous chapters has been talking about people were being healed from touching the garment of Jesus. Yeah. And so people now realize that there is the anointing here. Yeah. And the anointing was working. And so the Bible says that Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. The anointing was there. Now, when the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1 that when Jesus ascended to heaven, that the clouds received him, don't be thinking about these clouds outside there. No, it's the glory. And when the glory caught Jesus up, they looked at it and said, hey, you know, it's like the clouds. The clouds have received Jesus. It's not the natural cloud. It's the glory of God. Are you with me? And you know, when we focus on God, we focus on the presence of God, the presence of God will be so strong. You know, I remember around, I think 17 or 18, you know, 100, that there were one particular man of God would be in a train, around probably 1800, in a train, and a train would be passing, and the people will fall. But look at stationing. When the train passes, simply because he's in the train, people will fall under the anointing. The power of God was so much strong. And I believe that it's coming back to the church. Amen? You know, that as we focus on God, as we stop all the gimmicks, stop all the Mickey Mouse gimmicks, just focus on God, be in the presence of God. I'm telling you that, having spent time with God, you'll come out and people will know that, you know what, there is something about you. People will be touched by the power of God. And so that's what happened, that his face transfigured. Now, when his face transfigured, you know, the Bible talks about the Greek word that is used here is the word that we use a metamorphosis. You know, English word that we say metamorphosis. You know metamorphosis? You must have done it in biology. In what? General science. General science. And now, what happens come metamorphosis? Didn't you say you did it ka general science? There are some changes. What is changing into what? From general to natural. What animal? It's a butterfly, right? So it starts as what? As an egg. And after an egg, it becomes a larva. And after a larva, pupa. And after pupa, adult. What? Butterfly. Now, the words that we, it's a metamorphosis. It changes stages. It moves from stage to stage. It metamorphoses. It is transformed. Now, that is exactly the same way. It says Jesus was transformed, transfigured before them. Because they were looking at it, at Jesus, and they saw Jesus changing. Transfigured. And that's the anointing working, the presence of God working. Amen? Now, let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. That what about us, children of God? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Are you enjoying the word of God? Now, what does the Bible say? Do not be what? Conformed to this world. So don't be conformed to this world. In other words, this Bible is saying, do not set your mind on the things of the flesh. That's exactly what it means. When it says, do not be conformed to this world, don't set your mind on the things of the flesh. But what should happen? But be what? Be transformed. It's the same word, you know. That said transfigured, you know. So it says same word, metamorphosis. You know, be transformed. Now, how are you transformed? How are you changed? You know, how do you like Jesus' face shone? How does your face shine? How does your life transform? You know, by doing what? Renewing of your mind. You know what is the Bible saying here? It's saying here the stumbling block to transformation to the glory of God is the mind. That's what the Bible is actually saying. It's saying that if you sort out the mind thing, you know, your life will be transformed. The battle is in the mind. And so it says that be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Renew your mind. Get your mind set on spiritual things, on the things of God. Then you will be transformed. He says, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. How do you renew your mind? You renew your mind by the word of God. He says that so that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and what is acceptable and what is perfect. When your mind has renewed. Hallelujah. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Look at what God says here. And it's referring to you and I. It says, with unveiled face. Unveiled face. Now, let me give you a background to this. Here, God is talking about an incident when Moses, this is what happened. This is so powerful. Moses went into Mount Sinai. He climbed up the mountain where God gave him ultimately the tablets, the Ten Commandments. Now, he spent 40 days and 40 nights there in the presence of God. Yeah. And he was in the presence of God. When he came back, the Bible says that his face shone. And his face shone, people could not look at Moses' face. And then so they said to Moses, Moses, you rather put a veil because you're shining too much. I believe that there will come a time whereby you'll be shining too much. People will say, you rather put a veil on your face. Amen. You know, that your life will be shining too much. Because you have been spending time with God, in the presence of God. So you see, you don't have to manufacture a gimmick. You just spend time with God and focus on God. And, you know, you set your mind on the things of the Spirit. I'm telling you that produces the anointing. Amen? It just brings the anointing. We'll talk about what the anointing does. Maybe next, that other way. Yeah, that as you focus on God, how will that affect your life? And so he says, when they said, Moses, you know, you rather put a veil because you're shining too much. Now, here, Apostle Paul is referring to that incident. He says, we today, with unveiled face, we don't put a veil on our face. He says, with unveiled face, faces that do not have a veil, we are beholding the glory of God. In other words, we are basking on the glory of God. And by basking on the glory of God, what happens? We are being what? Transformed. Metamorphosis. The same weight. We are being changed by basking on the presence of God. It says, and what are you changed into? Into the same image. The same image that you are focusing. As you are focusing on Jesus, you are changing more. You are becoming more like Jesus. You are becoming more like Jesus. He says, into the same image, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Yeah. So we are focusing on the glory of God, and the glory of God is changing us. The glory of God is transforming us. So, here is the thing. That, you know, when you listen to the Word of God, you read the Word of God, you know, you are focused in prayer and in the Holy Spirit, what's happening? That changes you. You will be surprised. Oh, I used to have this problem. I used to smoke. I don't know. I no longer. I just lost the desire of smoking. I don't know what happened. I used to drink. You will be saying all of that. I used to drink, but I've lost that desire.
to drink. Yeah, I used to, you know, to do what? Yeah, I used to do all sorts of things, but now I no longer desire those things. Why? Because you have been watching. If this is the glory, you know, the more you are focusing on the glory, is the more dinta, dinsi, di enge, you know, yeah, di trohai, kuri di atzwa, eh? Di pachane. Ticks. Okay, ticks are leaving you. Yeah, as you're focusing on the presence of God. Yeah. So you're becoming more like, the more you look at the glory, is the more you are being changed. You don't realize it. You see, when Moses came back from the mountain, he didn't realize that his face shone. But it's only people who saw him that, hey, you're too much. Your face is shining. Yeah. And so, that's what happens. When we bask in the presence of God, we bask in God, God is busy changing us. Yeah, that's what happens. You see, people that are battling with issues, you know, whether it's smoking, whether it's drinking, you know, whether it's immoral a lifestyle, you know, a lying, stealing, and all of that, and they are born again, but they are still battling with that. You know what is the problem? The problem is they are not exposing themselves to the glory. They are not reading the word. They are not praying. You know, they just come to church. You know, and then even when we are in church, keep on aba lebeleti na koma refeta neng, muruti afeti na. Yeah. And then keep on answering question. Hey, good morning, so and so. Levela hairstyle, levela, you know. While I'm preaching, they are ignoring. You know, the glory is busy shining from the pulpit. And then instead of focusing, and you know, kuro iti ba ba dule ka lera kule one. You know, ba dule so kuri wanting to share. You know, what is God saying? I want to receive more from God. Instead of doing all of that, you know, they are ignoring that. And that is why they are battling with issues. Let me tell you, when we set our minds on the Spirit, we focus on God, we expose ourselves to the glory of God, issues will disappear from us. And you won't even know it. You will say, hey, you know, I used to have this problem. I don't know what happened. That's why I tell people, you know, people are saying, you know, I'm having this problem. I tell them, you know what, keep on coming to church. Keep on serving God. You know, keep on, learning, growing in God. And then I've seen over time, when people take that advice, you know, they come to church regularly. They keep on hearing. And when they are in church, make sure that you're hearing, you're focusing on the way. Don't allow anything to steal the weight from you. You know, you're focusing on the way. You won't know when that thing disappeared. Because you cannot expose yourself to the glory of God and remain the same. It is impossible. There is no way. That cannot happen. That cannot happen. And so when we expose ourselves to the presence of God, God is transforming us. God is changing us. And so exposure is determined by self. Because you can be in the service and never expose yourself to the glory. Focusing on everything else and never hearing God speaking to you. That your heart, you know, it's like, you know, a person with diabetes. You know what sugar diabetes? Sugar diabetes is starving in the midst of food. That's what sugar diabetes is. Yeah. I've just explained to you what sugar diabetes is. Right in the midst of food, you're starving. You know why? Because your gallbladder is not able to produce enough insulin. And insulin, if it's not enough, is not able to break down the food so that the cells can receive food. So you eat, but the food does not reach the cell. So the food is in the body, but it's not feeding the body. Yeah, you're starving in the midst of plenty. I think I should start nursing school, you know. Because I make things, here it's a lecturer and who has just received master's. You know, last week, was it last week or when? When did you graduate? Oh, you're still going to graduate. Oh, you just got the result. Congratulations. Yeah. The kafela the nurse, how do you fail? Reblame my head. How do you have what to blame my head? But can't over with that. Anyway, what was I talking about? Sugar diabetes. I will employ you in my nursing school. Now, here is the thing. That, you see, that's why I tell people that, you know, when you come to church, don't allow anything to distract you. Because in the midst of the weight of the glory, you can starve your spiritual life. Because you are not really focusing on God. Every 2 minutes you're going out, Wena. As if your bladder is different. You have a special bladder that every 2 minutes you have to go out. Saruna, why this are twenty every 2 minutes? You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. You see, those are the things. People, they're in the midst of the glory, but they are not exposing themselves to the glory. And that is a problem. And that is why we find, wait a second, the person was a Christian, but look at what he's doing, or look at what happened. You know, it's because that person never exposed himself to the glory of God. Because when you expose yourself to the glory of God, the Bible says here that you, as he says, beholding the glory of God, as you behold the glory of God, you are being transformed. There will be a change happening in your life. Transform into the same image of Christ from one degree of glory to another. Amen? That will happen as we expose ourselves to the glory of God. You know, the safest place to be in, it's in the presence of the glory of God. You're safe. You know, you're safe. When you expose yourself to the glory, you're safe. I'm telling you, you are very safe. You don't have to worry about anything. People can say, you know, the economy is bad. Things are not working out. I mean, now in the news, throughout this week, we've been receiving bad news. Unemployment, it's at what percentage now? 29%. You know, and the youth unemployment, it's at, is it 49 or so? Yeah. Only the youth from whatever age, you know, and that's not good news. And the companies are saying that there are no jobs. We have to lay off people. And so in the midst of that, the only place to be safe at is when you're exposed to the glory of God. Let me tell you. You're exposed to the glory of God, you refuse to listen to, you know, and also to be affected by what is happening outside. And so that is the most important thing, that we expose ourselves to the glory of God. We will be transformed. We will be metamorphosed. We will be changed. You know, You won't know it, but people around will know, hey, you're different. You talk different now. You act different. You think different. Yeah. And what has happened is the glory, because you have exposed yourself to the presence of God, to the glory of God. That will happen. And that's what needs to happen in our lives. I was preaching this morning, you know, there is no way that the tree, we know the tree by the fruit. He says there is no way that the tree be good and the fruit be bad. That cannot happen. So I say our aim must be to make sure that the tree, us, we are good. You won't have to worry about the fruit. The fruit will come natural. It will be good. Yeah, it will be good. And I say, it's so easy to expose yourself to the glory. You know, this is what I said. I said, it's more difficult to tell a lie, rather to remember the lie than to remember the truth. You have to make an effort to remember a lie. When I tell you a lie, I have to always remember, by the way, what did I say to you? It's more effort. Yeah. That's why Moto Komore Swaraga. Yeah, I knew that. Karinaga. Pastor Bula helped me. Helped us, actually. Yeah, Ritswara Karinaga. And then, go City Campus, Ritswara Kamosela. See, Kibadi Saba puts out. What's even all these things? Yeah. Yeah. Retshwara ka dinaka, but motho re motshwara ka kalelem. Why? Because it's an effort to remember. By the way, kore ke mo bomile ka reng, etse ke itseng ko yena. I have to remember all of that. Yeah. And so, but now, if I tell you the truth, even you wake me up 1 o'clock, you say, it's a wirileng. I won't have to struggle. No, I tell you the truth. So by telling the truth, you're actually pressure free. So that's why it's best thing to always tell the truth, because the truth will never change. But if I tell you a lie, I said, you know, ujigile so, and then and it all lie. Every time, by the way, so. And then now, you say, ah, mara, mua, ah, siona. So, but it's such an easy life. Such a good life. Just expose yourself to the glory and let the glory work in your life. Amen. May the Lord bless you. What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. Serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you. Let your light shine in the darkest
parts. Let your love fill the world. Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you. To you, and I belong to you.